welcome all of the Darrow campus students and all of our students online by internet and by Roku. Amen. So let us pray. Father, we're so thankful for the Lord Jesus Christ, for the work that he wrought on that cross. We're celebrating the resurrection season even now, but we know that resurrection is every day, but we are appreciative of what he did. How that not only did he get nailed to that tree, but the most important thing is, Father, he went into the grave and got up again. So we thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you that when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. And so we thank you for our apostle, Apostle Leroy Thompson Sr. We thank you for the apostolic call that's upon his life. We thank you for the school of ministry. We thank you for the royal family and everything that's connected to him. And we thank you for these students here and then online. We pray that the precious Holy Spirit would teach us tonight. He really is the true teacher. We don't know nothing except he revealed it to us. So we thank you, Holy Spirit, for revealing truth, which is our reality. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now we've been talking to you out of chapter number 4 in your books. Amen. And we begin talking to you about catching the next wave of revival. I mentioned to you before, and I will constantly mention it, I believe that revival is constant and continuous. That means when you start flowing with the Holy Spirit, you hear Apostle make this statement, the spirit world is always moving, right? Always advancing. You can liken the spirit world unto technology, right? I mean, I think I mentioned to you last time, I don't care if you're 90 years old. You got to learn technology to keep up, or if not, get your grandchildren over, get some help. But you cannot exist in this world today without acquainting yourself with technology. Well, the Holy Spirit, our lead, our guide, our helper, our strengther, our comforter, our standby. The Holy Spirit is the administrator and the orchestrator of everything that God is doing in the earth realm today. So we're going to always watch this, be on the cutting edge and be fresh and not get stuck. You know, it don't matter what church you come out of, you can get stuck. The minute you think you have arrived, you're going to get stuck. So we have to be careful and we have to position ourselves. Watch this. To stay in revival mode. Amen. Y'all understand that? Yes, that means you never get too excited about, you know, you get excited and you enjoy what God is doing. But always remember this. There's more to come. Yes. All right. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can imagine. I like to say imagine, ask, and even think. Okay, so the first thing we said, the author likens revival unto, you know, this next wave. He said there are seven things that are important aspects. Talks about the surfer. And number one, he say a surfer must what? Swim into the deep sea to catch the wave. We're talking about the next wave. See, you cannot follow God being shallow, religious, full of tradition. Come on. Don't want to go no farther than what grandma went. And grandpa. And especially mama and daddy. You can never be so caught up with the title of your church name. Now, I know, let me shock some non-denominational people. Because, you know, we always act like non-denomination is more important than all other ones. Well, here's a revelation for you. If all non-denominational churches only fellowship with non-denominational churches, then non-denominational is in fact a denomination. So we need to quit tripping about church names. Amen. Being Baptist and Catholic and Methodist and all that, that has nothing to do with what God is doing. Y'all understand what I'm saying? We got to get a good hold on God, find out how he's doing things. Now, I believe we're in the midst of a great revival right now, the restoration of government to the church, the restoration of the apostle, the office of the apostle. Come on now. I mean, we've been running on three for too long. Pastors, evangelists, and teachers, right? But this move of God is the restoration. Watch this. The first that God, Jesus, when he built the church, right? He built the church. The Bible says when Jesus built the church, the first thing Jesus chose was 12 men who were ordained to be what? Apostles. So Jesus said, I'm going to build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So he took 12 men, apostles, and trained them. The next gift you read about being established in the church is prophets. After that, teachers. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
All right. So this is how, watch this. Jesus gave gifts according to Ephesians 4 and 11, and God set the gifts. Jesus gave the gifts, the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher. But God set the gifts in the church in the order that he wanted to set them in the church so that the church could be established and thoroughly equipped. Now watch what I'm about to tell you. Apostles and prophets were the first. First apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers. What's amazing, we go to pastor first. Amen. Teachers, and then we got to have us a good evangelist. Now watch what I'm about to show you. In this move of God that we are presently in, the first gifts that he gave are the last ones to be restored. Y'all understand that? Y'all understand that? In other words, we got away from it. But now it's being restored. And because those gifts are being restored, we're going to see more in the church than we've ever seen before. More power, more manifestations, more demonstrations. Think about what the Bible. The Bible says many signs and wonders were wrought by the hands of the apostles. Come on, huh? See, and when we understand apostolic government, that all of the other gifts, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher must be connected to the apostle. Because that's the one God set first. He is the gateway, heaven to earth government. That's the one God talking to. Come on now. So we are to continue steadfastly in apostolic doctrine. So right away, you can see that's different than anything you've heard. I don't care if you've been in church for the last 30 years. God is bringing things back to his original plan. So in understanding that fact, it says that a surfer must swim into the what? Deep to catch the next wave. You cannot expect to catch the waves of revival while trying to what? Swim in the shallow parts of the water. Shallow. Y'all heard me? In the shallow. I remember, you know, when you don't know how to swim, you can fake it. You know Fountain Blue? You ever been to Fountain Blue? Fountain Blue was a park they had out there. You get in the water, tell me you're swimming because you can put your hand and, y'all don't want to talk. You can touch the bottom and crawl your way. See, but you're not going to catch nothing in the shallow water close to the beach. You got to launch out into the deep. Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter number 2, verse number 9, now, y'all know my reader not here, so I need y'all to turn. You know, I'll make all y'all read for me. Wow. It's just a Kojic thing.
Okay.
All right? I could read for myself, but it's going to save time if you'd help me.
Yes, sir.
Plus, it's a good practice. You read, I quote it back to you, stick with you.
Yes, sir.
All right? Y'all in 1 Corinthians 2, 9? Okay, now don't mumble. If you're going to read, you got to lift up your voice. All right, y'all ready? 1 Corinthians 2:9 begin.
But as is the
But as it is written,
I had not seen,
nor ear heard,
neither have it entered into the heart of man,
the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Read.
But God had revealed them unto us by what?
His Spirit.
By His Spirit, by the Holy Spirit. Read.
For the Spirit searcheth all things.
Now, that's why I want you to read this. For the Spirit. See, y'all notice Apostle keep talking about praying in the Spirit?
Yes, sir.
Huh? I mean, that's a revival all by itself. I'm telling you, the more you pray in the Spirit, the more you can't do without praying in the Spirit. I believe God wants us to pray in the Spirit till it becomes oxygen. You can't live without it. Come on now. Yeah, we need a breathing machine. The breath of the Holy Ghost. It's good to just pray in tongues. You know, take a tongue break. You know, talk to your daddy. I'm trying to help y'all. The more you pray in the Spirit, don't take long to get a little drunk too. You know what I mean? Just pray. I say, that's why dad's so at ease. I've watched him do it. You walk up on him, he praying in the Spirit. So watch this. For the Spirit search all things, yes, the deep things of God. All right, so watch this. If you want to get into this revival, then praying in the Spirit is not just some little exercise. It is going to be the fire that ignites the greatest move of God ever to be seen in the earth realm. Now, I know somebody don't believe that. But Jesus said, greater works than this shall you do, because I'm going to my Father. Now, what was the purpose of Jesus going to the Father? Anybody know? The reason that Jesus went to the Father is because he wanted us to have the one who he had with him. Jesus said, when I go and ascend to the Father, I'm going to send back to you the one who caused me to do everything you saw me doing. You are marveling at what I'm doing, but I'm going to send him back to you. Talking about the Holy Ghost. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, another of the same sort of kind. Emmanuel, referring to Jesus, meant God with us. But Holy Spirit is God in us. So we have God in us and God with us and God for us, who can be against us. Y'all with me? So the Holy Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the what? Deep things of God. So watch this. So if you're going to go out into the deep, if you're going to launch out into the deep, you cannot get no deeper than praying in the Spirit. Because as you pray in the Spirit, he begins to escort you into the spirit world. So we have to understand, that chapter 1 Corinthians, read 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Because in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, you begin to understand that the natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God. Because the things of God are spiritually discerned. We are spirit beings. Y'all understand that? And this wave, Dad uses these phrases, and you have to start catching it. Because Dad said, I didn't establish this school so I can deal with your intellect, so you can leave out of here quoting 9,000 scriptures. Come on now. Got scripture and no power. Huh? You can quote all the scripture, but can't manifest none of it. Y'all know some people are happy with how much scripture they know. But watch what Jesus said. Search the scripture. For in them you think you have eternal life. But the scripture testify of me. So if you got knowledge of the scripture and the scripture never introduced you to me, you are full of information without revelation. So there can be no manifestation nor demonstration. That's why we have to have this connection with the Holy Spirit. And the only way is to let the Holy Spirit take you into the deep. So how is the Holy Spirit going to take me into the deep? The more I pray in the Spirit, the more I fellowship with him. Watch this. the clearer his voice becomes. And Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and the voice of a stranger they will not follow. Now, I'm talking about going out into the deep, because some of y'all don't understand what a strange voice is. Do you know, see, if you get deep enough, the Holy Ghost can reveal some stuff to you. Do you know that your own voice can be a strange voice? Because a strange voice is any voice that's talking to you that's not letting you deeper into intimacy and connection with the Holy Spirit, who's leading you to the Father and the Son. You got to hear his voice. And the best way to hear his voice is by doing what? Praying in the Spirit, spending time. Yeah. Because the clearer you hear his voice, the more dangerous you become. Yeah, y'all like Michael Jackson. Dangerous, yeah. You can't moonwalk up in here, though. But I'm serious. When you hear the voice of God, you become dangerous. You know, now I'm talking about launching out into the deep. See, when you launch out into the deep, watch this. You don't hear regular stuff. See, when you launch out into the deep, listen to me. The Holy Spirit wants to reveal to you the secret things of God. See, all this you see as you come on this campus, that's the best thing. I mean, this is the whole campus and all of it's paid for. Right. I was just walking, looking at the praying in the back in the spirit, looking out in the back, looking at all this land and stuff, and saying to myself, all this paid for. Amen. That had to something going on here. So you just crazy if you see all this and don't try to find, okay, let me go up here and join myself and find out what is God saying to this man, because I'm not in competition with him. But if I got to go back to my city, I sure would like to bring to my city what he doing in this city. Y'all understand that? So now watch what I'm saying. I'm talking about launching out into the deep. Now watch this. In the temptation of Christ, Matthew chapter 4, you remember when Satan, now let's understand something. Say, going into the deep. It was the Holy Spirit that took Jesus into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Now, I see that. Yeah. No, devil didn't show up on his own. The Holy Spirit said, listen, I'm going to show you what you have in me. But we got to go train first. Did any of you ever have it in your thought life? If Jesus spent 40 days and 40 nights into the wilderness, huh? And Satan showed up on the 40th day. What was going on for the other 39? Could it be that the Holy Spirit had him praying in the Spirit, training him in the Spirit, so that when Satan show up, that little voice say, he come. Yes. Now watch this. And he came quoting scripture. Right. But because Jesus was trained in the spirit, he got launched out into the deep. When the enemy would tell him what the scripture say, misusing the scripture. Jesus would say, but you can't tempt the Lord God. You know, I can jump off the mountain. Yeah, he would give his angels charge over me. But if I jump off on purpose, I'm tempting him. So be quiet, Satan. But you know, there came a point, and you got to catch this. Jesus kept talking about it is written. It is written. It is written. Then he went to another level on him. He said, it is said. Y'all ready for this? He was telling him what he heard. Then he spoke. You got it? See, a lot of time we're trying to deal with Satan. We ain't deep enough. See, the deeper you get, the higher you go. Watch what I said. The deeper you go, the higher you go. So a surfer got to launch out into the deep. If you ever watched any surfer, you don't. The surfer don't wait till the wave crash on the beach. He got to go get it. All right?
Yes, sir.
So y'all got that, right?
Yes, sir.
So who takes you into the deep?
The Holy Spirit.
That's right. Tell somebody the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
He the one taking me out there. And I'm not afraid of the devil. He wasn't afraid. He the one took me out to meet him. Isn't that good? Isn't that good news? So quit crying about the devil. The devil after me. He ought to be. All right. Now. So the second thing is, a surfer must know where the wave is going to break. Now, there's a knowing. Say a knowing. You don't get to know apart from the Holy Spirit. Not only does he search the deep things of God, he knows the deep things of God, and he reveals them unto us.
Yes, sir.
He is God's knower. K-N-O-W-E-R. It might not be a word, but it's one tonight. He's a knower. If he's the one that's orchestrating every move, what did Jesus say? Jesus said, I don't do anything but what I see my Father do. I'm not saying anything except I heard my Father say it.
Right.
The only way Jesus could see what his Father was seeing and to say what his Father was saying, he had to have somebody telling him and showing him. Jesus always said, it's not me who's doing the work. Watch what he said. It is my Father who is at work in me. Well, how was the Father at work in him? The same way he's at work in us today. Through the person of God, the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It don't get no simpler than that. Not religion, not tradition, but the Holy Spirit. Y'all got it? Now, the Holy Spirit provides to us prophetic insight. He tells us where the waves is gonna break. I'll put it another way. The Holy Spirit will lead you to where your breakthrough is. Everybody talking about breakthrough. If you want a breakthrough, get with the breaker. He'll lead you to it. You know, now you ain't gonna be able to follow me, but just, you know, these notes come right out your book. We need to be extremely sensitive in these last days and know the ways and the workings of the Holy Spirit. Now, y'all want to know why that's important? Because don't get it twisted. There will be some people who can come do sign, wonders, and miracles. But if you ain't been trained, you won't know that's not the one to follow. Because watch this. You're going out into the deep, right? They're going to be some counterfeits.
Oh, yeah.
You have to know how to recognize them. Thank you. All right. Now, number three. A surfer must position himself to catch the big wave. You got to position yourself. How do you position yourself? Through preparation. Oh, yeah, you got to prepare. Everybody want a big ministry. Running preachers always want a big ministry. They think it's easy. You got to prepare. Y'all want to know how to prepare? Takes a lot of prayer. Yeah. That's why Jesus said men ought to always and not to faint. I believe it's in Ephesians 6:18. It talks about praying always in the Spirit. We have never emphasized praying in the Spirit as I see apostles emphasizing it today, because it is the gateway to everything you want in life. Let me tell you, there's no challenge you are facing that you and the Holy Spirit cannot deal with. Y'all got it? Y'all got it? Now, in positioning ourselves to catch that big wave, we need to be fully alert. You heard me? Fully alert. We need to keep ourselves in timing with the wave. And also, We need to know whether to increase or decrease the speed of our surfing. See what he's talking about. Now, he's talking about timing and moving in rhythm with the Holy Spirit. You can go ahead of him, you know. Y'all know a lot of men go ahead of him. Because they got the itch to preach. But you know, now listen to what I'm about to say. Say we're talking about launching out into the deep. And we're talking about the next wave. Do you know you're not supposed to even go start a church if you weren't sent out? We have too many young men that's going out, starting ministries, and don't have no pa, no daddy, no father. They bastards. And they're going to produce retarded children. That's why you see so many restless believers. You know, the Bible says you shall be like a tree planted. I've never seen walking trees as much as I've seen in the church. Their season is up in your church. They come to your church for seasons. Spring, summer, fall, and winter. And when the season changes, they leave you. And you know what? You never miss them. Because they never put nothing in to let you know they was there. Because where your treasure is, that's where you ought to be. So a lot of walking trees really don't do nothing. I hope we don't have no walking trees around here. All right? So it says that, you know, you must position yourself to catch the big wave. Now, it talks about, you know, when you're going out into the deep, you have a lot of smaller waves that's coming because you can see the big one. But you still got to go through the smaller ones. So it talks about in preparation, you got to have some inner strength. Inner strength. In order to really participate in this wave here, you got to have some inner strength. Because watch this. If all other churches are going in that way direction, and you seem to be the only one headed in this direction, how many of you know it's a temptation to go with the majority? So in Ephesians 3, it talks about being strengthened with might by his spirit in your inner man. It talks about building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. So if you're going to catch the next wave, if you're going to understand the timing and the workings of the Holy Spirit, the best way to do that is to spend more time with him. One of the things Jesus pointed out in St. John chapter number 16, he always said the Holy Spirit would show you things to come. Right. Why is he going to show me things to come? So I could be on the cutting edge. Oh, y'all not talking. Prophets never come. That's why you have to have apostles and prophets. Prophets are the eyesight. You listening? They can see. That's why they call them seers. They come to announce days before you even can see it. Here's a man telling you right now, God's going to cause you to be debt free and you in debt over your head. And you think it to yourself, he out of his mind. Talking about money coming. My job ain't giving me. See, my job. There we go. My job ain't. No. Money coming ain't a job. It's a revelation. That once it, what? Y'all better hear what I'm saying. I'm giving you insight. I'm telling you, this is your day to come out. But you got to, look, your job is only a source. No, a channel. God is the source that's going to open up many channels for you to have access to so he can escort you out supernaturally. Now, I'm telling y'all, this generation getting out of debt. Churches, houses, everything. Now, some of y'all are going to be waiting to 2016. I heard the apostle say clearly, this is it. I wish y'all jump on board. I would hate to be in this school and catch another train. Number four. A surfer must swim towards. Yeah, yeah. You can't stay at the surface. You got to swim towards that what? Yeah, you got to swim towards the direction of the coming wave. How many of you know you could see it? Now, I don't want y'all to be like the sons of the prophets. Y'all remember the story of Elijah and Elisha? Huh? Elisha was following his father closely, serving him, sold out. Told him these words. This is what he told him. He said, as long as the Lord our God liveth, or as long as the Lord your God live, I ain't leaving you. Did y'all understand what he was telling him?
Yeah.
That's how some of y'all need to be when you're connected to a real man of God.
Yeah.
I ain't with you for no season. I ain't leaving. Ain't nothing you can do to make me leave. Talk about my mom. I'm still here. talk about anything. I'm still right here.
Yeah.
Now watch. Elijah gave Elisha many opportunities to walk away. God sent me to Jericho. You stay here. He said, no, as long as the Lord your God living, I'm going with you. Now, they had some people, prophets, watching from a distance. They kept telling him, you know the Lord going to take your master? He was close enough, and he already knew. Hello.
Right.
I don't want you to be like the people who watching stuff happen versus getting in and getting close enough. So watch, when they take off, you be a partaker. If you watch from a distance through observation, you're never going to get manifestation. You got to do this thing is what I'm saying. Y'all with me? You got to swim towards that wave. Y'all got it? You got to launch out. It's going to take effort to do that. Hallelujah. So you have to swim towards the direction of the wave. The next one say, a surfer must know the difference between small waves and the big wave, which is to come. The one he trying to catch. All right, now watch why I say small waves. Oh, goodness. Now, the smaller waves are for you to practice. You cannot get to the big wave except you go through the smaller ones. Now y'all say, what that mean? You got to be faithful in another man's house before you have your own. And you should never want to go until he send you. Now we're talking about catching the next wave, right? The next wave. You got to know the difference between the smaller waves and the big one that you're trying to catch. Now, watch why this is so important. In the body of Christ, they got more church meetings. You know, I can go to a meeting every day of the week. I'm not going to call no names, but, you know, every now and then, if you ever get out on Facebook, they have some people have a meeting every day of the week. But now watch what happens. They begin to draw you from the wave that you're supposed to be participating in. Some of y'all got to go to all these other churches when God already gave you your apostle.
Come on.
You only be running around trying to find out all these other ones?
That's what I'm talking about.
Now, see, now I know everybody don't like that. All right, Jesus chose 12. Who they followed? Who they followed?
Jesus.
Who did they follow?
Jesus.
When you study the book of Acts, and nobody was having no revivals except the apostle sent them. See, now I'm trying to train people while I'm here.
Yes.
See, y'all ready for this?
Yes.
I don't even look forward to going outside of my church and preach.
Right.
Because right now, I'm in training.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So I have a new rule, and I know how to stop people from giving me invitation. I said, just contact my apostle. No, you know why? I want y'all to pay close attention to what I'm saying. Why this is so important. Because when you start training for ministry, you cannot just want to go and become, you know, everything to everybody.
Right.
You have to have a specific agenda and a specific assignment.
Yes, sir.
So in order for you to be going in the other churches to impart something, God got to be the one sending you out.
Right.
And who sent the 12? Jesus. Well, guess what? In this new wave of connection, you shouldn't even desire to go nowhere till your apostle send you. Because when he sends you, you have apostolic covering and blessing, and something got to happen. All right. Y'all got that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So you have to know the difference between the small and the big wave. You can only know that by following close. Now, a surfer must not hesitate to move with what? The new wave. This is number 6. That's breaking before us. Now, God began to do something. And we begin to hesitate. Fear. Trying to be safe. God is radical. When God break on the scene, he don't care nothing about what you were taught for 30 years. For example, you could have been in a church where they don't teach speaking in tongues. Now all of a sudden, God is breaking on the scene. And you have to part with some religion and some traditions that you've been taught. Are y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
You have to break from them. You know why you have to break from them? Because sometimes stuff we have been taught in the past, listen to me, hinders us from going forward.
Yes, sir.
If you've been taught you have to tarry for the Holy Spirit and then somebody say, no, all I got to do is lay hands on you, you're going to struggle. Because you want to tarry. Come on now. If you've been in a church that say you can't wear pants, you can't wear makeup, they got all these 9,000 rules, and you come here, and you see people got pants and doing that, you'd be like, oh, my God. God say, I'm just trying to shake you up, baby. I'm not in religion and tradition.
Come on.
See, God do things to shake us up, get us out the comfort zone. Do y'all know on Jesus' apostolic team, he chose one who was a Gentile? Oh, y'all didn't know that. Oh, well, why would the Bible say, and this the Canaanite? Oh, why? It didn't say that about the rest of them. You want to know why? Because Jesus already knew. I come to save both Jew and Gentile. But y'all Jews not ready yet. Because y'all think it only belonged to y'all. Y'all have lost the vision. I came to save the world. Y'all think I came to the Jews only. I didn't say I came to the Jews only. I came to the Jews first. Other sheep I have. Now, y'all know we like that. That's why some whites still can't move. You're going to hear me say that because it's the truth. Because they don't understand. God don't come in color-coded packages. He got gifts. Come in all colors. All shapes. All sizes. And that's a gift to you. And many of them cannot mature and grow up because they reject who God sent. Do you understand that this church ought to be filled with whites, blacks, Hispanics, a polka dot, and every other thing? Why? Because it's an apostolic call. It's for this whole region. But people are stuck on stupid. Yeah, I'm going to take the last 2 minutes. They say 7:25, 7:24 and 30 seconds. Let me know. All right. So y'all got that one, huh? And then number 7. Let's read number 7. What it says?
All right.
So y'all know what that means? When you get on that new wave, huh? If you let the wave take you, it's easier. We'll pick up with that later. The wave will take you there. When you get on that big wave, that's riding the Holy Spirit. He'll get you to your destination.
Yes, sir.